So I want to talk to you today from the subject of authorized to overcome. You have been authorized by Almighty God because of what Jesus did for you and I on Calvary to overcome any situation, any challenge, any tough season that you face. Today's lesson is to remind you of the authority you have as a born-again believer to ignite your faith, to do several things, to ignite your faith, to rise above every challenge, to ignite your faith, to silence every opposing voice, to ignite your faith, to walk boldly in victory. And that's the key for today, for you to understand that it's the order of God that I rise above every challenge. It's the order of God that I silence every opposing voice. And it's the order of God that I walk boldly in victory. All right, I've got a question, my family. How many points do you think I have for you today? You already know. Pastor's got three amazing points that is going to take your faith to the next level. Are y'all ready to jump in this? All right, so all my note takers, I want y'all to get ready. Of course, I know the notes are on the app, but you know what? Don't worry about the app today. Let's just be interactive. Let's follow along. You can type the notes. I know some of our staff is hosting some of the lives, and they'll type the notes as well, but I want you to type along with us. So let's jump right into this. We're going to give you the first point. Point number one, you are authorized by God. You are authorized by God. And our scripture for point number one is going to be found from Luke 10 and 19. Jesus is speaking. Anytime we see it in red, we know Jesus is speaking. And he says, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you." And you've got to take the Bible for face value. If he says nothing by any means shall hurt you, then the Bible means what it says, that nothing by any means shall hurt you. Jesus says, "Behold, I give unto you power." So Jesus has already given you power. Now that word power in the Greek is exousio, and it means authority. It means legal right. It means delegated rule. So Jesus isn't just saying, "I give you like strength, like physical strength." No, he's saying, "I give you power," or "I give you authority," or "I give you jurisdiction," meaning that you decide access, all right? So the enemy has no access in your life. The only access the enemy has is the access we give him, but you are the one that has jurisdiction over your life and over your family. Come on, somebody, over your marriage and over your children and over your finances. And you have the final say, because you have the authority. So if the enemy tries to show up, you have to tell him, "No, you got to stop, devil. You have no jurisdiction." Now, Jesus says, "I give you power over all the power of the enemy." So that's whether it's physical, spiritual, visible, invisible. You have complete authority over anything that comes against you, all right? Now let's be clear. The enemy may have power because Jesus says, he says, over all the power of the enemy. So the enemy may have power, but he has no authority in your life. You got to catch this. He has power, but he doesn't have permission. Come on, somebody. So the blood is your pardon. The blood is your payment. The blood is your protection. So because of what Jesus has done on Calvary for you and I, you have to understand that when he went and presented himself to the Father, it was a done deal. When Jesus says it was finished, and it gave you and I access to the Father. It gave us authority. It gave us power, power over sin, power over sickness, power over lack, power over poverty, power over anything that is not like God. That is why Romans 8 and 37 says, "In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." And so you have to understand that we are already more than conquerors because of what Jesus did. Jesus conquered death, hell, and the grave, so you and I can be more than conquerors through him that loved us. And so you have to understand authority comes from the one who sent you, which is Jesus, and not how you feel. So you can't be based on how I feel. I'm feeling a little down because people turned on me, and I get it. You got it. We've had that happen to us in life, and I'm not knocking that. But what I'm going to say very lovingly is you got to take your feelings, beloved, put them in your back pocket, and understand that He is I am that I am, that He is your more than enough, that He is the wheel in the middle of the wheel. He is a way out of no way. He is a shepherd and the bishop of your soul. He loves you. God's love for you is undeniable. It is indescribable. And Jesus has done everything He needs to do to give you the power that you need. All you got to do is start walking in that authority that God has already given you. Praise God. You think about David and Goliath, right? So Goliath is out there making fun of the children of God. And then David shows up just to bring his brothers some lunch. And then David sees what's going on and everybody's scared. And he says, you know, wait a minute. You know, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he might defy the armies of the living God? And he starts talking to King Saul, and King Saul said, you ain't even in the army. You don't even have any armor, you know. But David, he said, yeah. He started giving him his resume. He said, yeah, but I killed a lion one time, and I killed a bear one time, and I feel the anointing of God upon me right now. King, I walk in an authority, you got it, that defies everything that is not like God. David had no armor, but he had authorization. Come on, somebody. He showed up in the name of the Lord and not personal strength. He goes out there to meet Goliath. He says, you come at me with a sword and a spear, but I come at you in the name of the Lord. And we already know that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, that the righteous run in and they are safe. Praise God. Goliath had experience, but David had covenant. And I'm here to tell you, man, you can't beat covenant. 1,000 will fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh your dwelling. Why? Because of covenant. He has given his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways, and in your pathway is life and not death. Why? Because of covenant. There might be the doctor says, I see something that I got to look a little closer at. No problem, because Jesus bore our sickness and infirmity on a tree. He took 39 stripes, and by his stripes, we are already healed. Why? Because of covenant. Goliath had experience, but David had covenant, and that made all the difference in the world. Now, you got to understand that when God authorizes you, and he has already authorized you, you got to understand that intimidation immediately loses its power in your life. So it doesn't matter. The enemy will try to intimidate you, tell you you're not going to make it. You're not going to have enough money to pay your bills. He'll try to put shame on you, and he'll raise up people to lie against you and all those kind of things. But when you understand that you are in covenant with God, you don't even have to open your mouth, because you realize, man, God speaks for me. Bless God. Which brings me to point number two. Weapons may form, but they cannot prosper. That's a good place right there just to give God a praise. Father, I thank you that yes, weapons may form, but they will not prosper in my life. Isaiah 54 and 17, very familiar passage of scripture, says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. It didn't say some or few. It said no. And no means no. I don't care what's coming against you. I don't care what's trying to attack you. I'm here to tell you, you are in covenant with God, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Watch this. And every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. That lion tongue that, you know, that tries to come against you, you don't even worry about it. You're in covenant. Why? The writer says, this is the heritage of the saints of the Lord. In other words, man, we're in covenant with God, and our righteousness is of him, saith the Lord. Isaiah 54, 17 in the New Living Translation. Watch what it says. It says, but in that coming day, no weapon turned against you will succeed. You will silence every voice raised up to accuse you. Man, I love that. One thing that Lady LaCanti and I learned from our pastor years ago and has really helped us in ministry, because unfortunately, you know, sometimes people don't like you. You got it. Sometimes people hate you because they ain't you. You got it. Sometimes people are just jealous. But what you have to learn is you can't always clap back. Come on, somebody. You can't start fighting on Facebook, because when you do that, you lose your witness. Something that my pastor taught me years ago is, if it's a lie, let it lie. And so, you know, throughout the years, we've seen all kind of crazy. People say we ask for W-2s when you come to our church, you know, just all kind of crazy stuff. But what we've learned is, if it's a lie, we're going to let it lie. We are in covenant with God. So let me pick it up. He says, you will silence every voice raised up to accuse you. These benefits are enjoyed by the servants of the Lord, and their vindication will come from me. I, the Lord, have spoken. And so you have to understand, your vindication doesn't come from you clapping back. Your vindication doesn't come, you know, from you wishing harm on somebody. No, 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 no. The Bible says, pray for your enemies, do good to them. No, your vindication does never come from the hurt or the harm of others. Your vindication comes that God will allow them to live long enough to see you prosper. Oh my God, that God will allow them to live long enough to see you be the head and not the tail, that God will allow them to live long enough to see you get to the next level. And it's not to try to throw anything in their face. Come on, somebody. But when you know who you are, and when you know whose you are, you let those lies lie, and you keep moving forward in faith. And if you keep moving forward in faith, you can't help but get to the next level in your life. And so you got to understand that God never said weapons wouldn't form. You got it. He just promised that they would not prosper. Challenges are allowed to show up, but they are not authorized to win. All right. Look at Joseph. I mean, the weapon of betrayal form, the weapon of false accusations form, the weapon of delay form, but none of them prospered. God used every attack to elevate Joseph. And there may be some attacks coming against you, and I know it's tough, saints of God, and I know it's not fun, and I know it doesn't feel good, but keep your heart right and stay in faith, and God is going to elevate you. Remember, the condition of your heart determines the outcome of your faith. So you got to keep your heart right. I know sometimes, you know, you want to clap back, you want to say something, but no, keep your heart right, stay in faith, and watch what God does in your life. So can we review, Lady LaConte? Let's throw up point number one. Let's scroll back, throw up point. Oh, she already got it on the screen. Praise the Lord. You are authorized by God. You are authorized by God. Here we go. Point number two, weapons may form, but they cannot prosper. And here, our last and final point. Point number three, faith is how you enforce your authority. Are y'all getting anything out of this? Man, just look at your neighbor and tell him, this has been an amazing time around the world. This has been an amazing time. If you're by yourself, just talk to the Holy Spirit, because he's right there with you. Praise God. All right, so I want you to understand something in this last point. Faith is the key, all right? Faith is the currency that brings the connection. It bridges the gap. You got it. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Hebrews 11:6, he that comes to God must first believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So the only way to please God in the earth realm is through faith. That's why Romans 1:17 teaches us that the just shall live by faith. And so you've got to understand that faith is how you enforce your authority, and your authority must be exercised, because faith without works is dead, right? And Mark 11:22 teaches us that. It says, and Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God, or have the God kind of faith, is what Jesus really says. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. There can be a little doubt in your head, but as long as you got faith in your heart, you're going to make it in life. He says, let me find it. Here we go. But shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. You got to catch this. He shall have whatsoever he saith. That's not gender specific. You got it? That's talking from a spiritual standpoint of view. So in the natural, he or she, bless God. Hebrews 10:35 says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. So my confidence is what gets rewarded. My confidence in God, my confidence in His Word, my confidence that if I stand in the fight, I'm going to win, that if I keep swinging, eventually I'm going to hit something. He says it has great recompense and reward. Watch verse 36. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. And so you got to hold fast to your faith. You got to hold fast to the profession of your faith without wavering. For He is faithful that promise. Faith enforces what heaven has already declared. All right. Faith. That's a good one. That's bookable, grammable, tweetable, TikTokable, all of them. All right. Faith enforces what heaven has already declared. That's why I've taught you when the writer says, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. He says, whatever you declare to be lawful in the earth is what has to already be lawful in heaven. So it starts in heaven. He says, whatever you declare to be unlawful in the earth is what has to be unlawful in heaven. So we always start in the spirit realm and find out what are the spiritual rules. In heaven, lack is unlawful. Come on, somebody. Sickness is unlawful. Depression and anxiety are unlawful. Confusion is unlawful. So if you see those things happening in the earth realm or in your life, you have the authority to speak against those things, against those mountains. And according to Mark 11 and 22, they have to be removed, right? Now, what's lawful in heaven, all right? What's lawful in heaven, all right? Healing is lawful in heaven. It's the children's bread, all right? Provision is lawful in heaven. He became poor that through His poverty we might be rich. That word rich just means abundantly supplied. You understand? Peace and joy and increase, all right? Those things are lawful in heaven. So now you have the justifiable right, and you've been given the authority because of what Jesus has done to declare that in your life, to declare healing, to declare victory, to declare peace, to declare joy, to declare increase, to declare favor, and not just any old kind of favor, uncommon, unusual, and unexplainable favor in your life. And so you have to learn sometimes how to stop and just praise God in advance for the victory. Sometimes you got to learn that you can't wait till the battle's over. Bless God, you got to shout now. You got to praise Him now. Paul and Silas were in prison. They were wrongfully in prison, but they made it up in their mind that we are going to praise God in spite of. They were shackled, but they still had authority. Because they were in faith, they praised God instead of panic. Their faith shook what should have bound them. You got it? Why? Because praise is the sound of authority being released. Oh, you got to catch this. Praise is the sound of authority being released. Praise is the prescription for your problem. Let me say it again. Praise is the prescription for your problem. Praise is the sound of authority being released. Sometimes in the car, at the house, at the apartment, you got it, on the job, just take a quick break and go get in the car and just say, Father, I just praise You. I worship You. You are good. You are great. And You are greatly to be praised. You're the air that I breathe. You're the song that I sing. It is in You I live, and in You I move, and in You that I have my being. Father, I'm praising You in advance for the victory in my life. I thank You that I cannot be defeated, and I will not quit. Lord, I thank You that weapons may form, but they will not prosper. I thank You that You're a good God. You're Jehovah Jireh. You are the Lord that provides. And I thank You for many provisions in my life. You are Jehovah Rophika. You are my healer. And even now, I receive healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. What am I doing? I'm praising God, and authority is being released, and it is pushing back the hand of the enemy. So those weapons that form, my praise and my faith kind of gets them to start pushing back so they cannot prosper in my life. So sometimes you've got to understand that praise is your weapon. You got to praise Him till heaven gets the news. You got to praise Him till the joy of the Lord becomes your very strength. You got to praise Him when you feel like it, and you got to praise Him when you don't feel like it. You got to praise Him when it's sunny outside, and you got to praise Him when there's 18 inches of snow outside. Bless God. You got to listen. Like David said, I will bless the Lord, not sometimes, help me out, class, but I will bless the Lord at all times, and His praises shall continually be in my mouth. If you stay in faith, you stay in position for breakthrough. I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to get out of here. If you stay in faith, you stay in position for breakthrough. And I just want to encourage you just to stay in faith, because you have been authorized to overcome. I don't care what comes your way. I'm here to tell you, bless God, that God is going to do some amazing things in your life. Well, did y'all get blessed by that lesson on today? Give the Lord a hand praise right where you are. It's not weird to give God a hand praise at the house. Come on, somebody. You can say, Father, I just thank you that you are. It's not crazy just to lift your hands in adoration and just worship him for a few minutes. And as you begin to worship God, the anointing just comes in the room or in the apartment or in the house or in the car or on the job or wherever you are. You got to learn that this is not something we just do in the four walls of the church. We are the church, and we are carriers of the anointing of God. Bless God. Listen, I want to pray with you. Don't hang up. Don't get off the line. Praise the Lord. Don't hit click in on the live button. I want to pray with you, and I want to give you a few announcements at the end. So let's pray. Father, I just come to you in the magnificent name of Christ Jesus, and I thank you for everyone that's watching now and those that will watch the rebroadcast later. And I thank you that you know every person that is on this live, name by name and situation by situation. And I thank you that it is with great confidence I know that you are meeting them at the point of their need. Father, there are those that need increase, and we release our faith with them for increase. Father, there are those that just need the peace of God that surpasses all understanding to guard their heart and mind through Christ Jesus. And Father, we are in faith with them for the peace of God. Father, there are those that need healing in their bodies. And even now, we just declare that the healing virtue of Jesus is flowing through their body from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, driving out everything that is not like God. I just declare uncommon, unusual, and unexplainable favor. I thank you that this is our year of manifested faith. That is the word you gave us, Lord, and we are standing strong on that word. You said that what we have been believing for privately, that you are going to make visible publicly in our life. You said that joy was going to be our strength and increase was going to be our portion. Father, you said that whatever shows up in our life, what no matter what it is, just open our mouths and boldly declare, I believe God. So, Father, we believe you. We're standing on your promises. We know that they are yes and amen. And I declare miracles on this week. I declare supernatural things happening for the children of God this week. I declare, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you're going to do some supernatural things just to encourage their faith and the faith of others. And so, Father, we set our hearts together for our entire family, our entire WLCC family, and anyone that's watching, that some great things are on the horizon, that their best days are not behind them. Oh, but by the grace of God, their best days are ahead of them. I just prophesy in the name of Jesus, you haven't seen anything yet, that your eyes have not seen, and neither have your ears heard, and neither has it entered into your heart. All the amazing things that God has for you. And I declare the Holy Spirit, little by little, is unveiling them. I declare that the Holy Spirit, little by little, is giving you the wisdom that you need, the strength that you need, the comfort that you need. And I know God has been good to you, and you're just thankful for where you at, but I'm here to tell you, get ready, get ready, get ready, because he's about to put his super on your natural in ways that you've never seen before. God is about to make some things real easy for you. He's going to make some hard things real easy, and they're going to just overflow with abundance in your life in the name of Jesus. He's going to give you double for your trouble. And so, Father, I thank you for what you're doing in their lives. I give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.